And you're listening to the, I honestly think, yeah, We Talk You Die podcast. Please join the Facebook page and, yeah, enjoy.
You know, my shoes aren't on. I've decided to do this show without shoes on because it's that good weather. The weather's
but
that
we're
good.
Kind of inside, Tom. It's not,
doesn't matter.
You know,
it's
no
just
window.
Warm. It's warm.
There's air conditioning on. But
yeah, I'm excited.
Hey, what is this? Air conditioning on? Tom's, it's a nice day outside. I'm like, well, why is the air conditioning on? Don't you want to feel
hot.
Warmth? Oh, so it's too hot now.
It's too hot inside.
Make up
outside,
your mind, buddy.
It's fine.
Make up your mind.
No,
don't need
look,
this shit.
We're in a studio. There's no wind. There's no airflow. So it gets very stuffy. That's why the air conditioner is running.
Because we're talking so much shit.
Exactly.
It kind of, you know, clouds up the atmosphere.
Exactly.
In the studio. Of course, Monash Campus Centre. If you're not familiar, if you're a terrorist, please don't bomb.
No,
uni.
I yeah. Oh, actually, you could probably, you know, we don't really. The men's building's quite ugly.
Yeah,
so.
True. And we have a lot of international students, so you'd be killing your own people. No, terrorism, not true. Not true. I'm sorry. If you're maybe Afghanistani, understandable.
It's just Afghan.
Afghanistani, Ani, Ani, Wani, Ani, Wani, 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 Hooli Doolies. Now, Tom, you're not making much sense.
You're not making any sense.
By the way, Tom, I just want to say your microphone,
yes.
The little patchy thing, is not
yeah.
on right.
Oh, well,
and
it's
I
back.
Think you need
okay,
it. Well,
sorry.
Now
sorry
we're at that. A professional level. Before, we were sounding like, you know,
couple
graveyard
of bloody
shift.
First days.
Triple M.
It's our first day. That's
yeah.
what it sounded like.
Nothing can compare to that. But today on the show, we've got a wonderful discussion-based theme, talking. That's what it's about.
That's what the radio is these days. A lot of talking.
And we're going to cut to a small song. Sorry if we're maybe just a tad bit late, a couple minutes. But, you know,
know
some
know.
Of the
well, if you're
people.
A true fan, you fucking wait around for us.
You wait an hour, okay, just for the outro.
Look,
that's what
exactly,
you do.
Yeah.
You skip work. Or maybe you could, like, you know, have, like, an earpiece, that kind of thing. Bluetooth it.
Bluetooth.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But we're going to cut to a nice casual song for
yes.
your casual ears.
Here you guys on. Are on Radio Monash.
The Fabtacular 1 Hour Special.
Welcome back to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special here on Radio Monash. It's the only place you'll find us.
Pretty much. Or the internet or iTunes or, you know.
Or SoundCloud.
Hacking
or
into my computer.
Swinburne
the,
Radio or Blackburn South.
Fox FM Graveyard. We hack into the studio. Broadcast our shit. But, you know, this show is really struggling for listeners. We don't have
what?
Much coverage.
Yeah, fair enough. We don't have a frequency here. It's
yeah,
just like,
no
I mean,
yeah.
You know, people can't listen to us in their car because they obviously can't be on their laptop going, oh,
well,
go
you
listen.
Could, you could leave the laptop next to you, Tom.
Yeah,
just,
but
you
just
know.
People don't seem to do that. It's just not a very common thing to do.
So please join the Facebook page. Send us your support. Go to facebook.com/FAPTAC. Got some new pics. Of Julius Reed and Thomas Hutchins is there.
Touching dongs. Dongs.
Rubbing his eyebrows.
Just touching dongs.
Touching
shit's going
dongs.
Off.
Cow dongs. Get the bestiality happening there. But today's.
That's fucked, man.
Now we need a name for this discussion. Because we do discussions. Usually
yep.
it's like.
Yep.
The tech.
What, the fucking Andrew Bolt hour or whatever?
No. You know how, like, radio stations, they actually have, you can call in, right? Because they're legit.
Yes, obviously.
Call in.
Do we have a phone in here?
I think we do.
I wonder how it works. We should try that out for the last show
let's
of the
just,
year.
Let's press the button that says police.
Let's
prank
just
call
ring
them.
Someone.
No, don't do that. Although, I reckon Matt Tilly could get away with it.
I wonder,
it's like,
I'm
oh, my mum's
really,
murdered. Like,
I'm
oh, yeah.
I really want to use the phone right now.
Really? Who do you want to call?
I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, think of this as Who Wants it to Be a Millionaire. You got your lifeline.
Okay.
Who would you like to call?
I'd like to call
how?
You.
Call me.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll call my own mobile number. I'll see if it works.
You got to see if the... turn the phone on the board.
Yeah, see. I will.
Try again.
Huh? Oh, this is disgraceful. Let's give it another crack. All right,
please
so...
Please check the number.
All right, I get...
Again.
Please check the shut up.
Your
just shut...
Stop not
be it.
Connected. Please check the
I think,
number.
I think...
All right,
the
we get it.
The phone's not connected.
It's not...
Connected.
You're right, it's not connected.
Please check the number and try again.
All right, we're going to
Radio Monash.
That.
Awesome.
Anyway.
But that's a great idea, though. I want to use that. I want to use the phone.
We need to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Radio Monash edition.
Yes,
and we have indie pop culture Monash stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, where's the cheapest place for ice on campus? Oh, Menzies building. 1.2. Oh, you get $10. Well, hey, but awkward, you know, we're doing our own discussion thing. Only you can't contribute.
Why?
Well, because how are they going to contact us?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, a Facebook page. We check that, like, every 10 years. Right?
Yeah,
so,
I don't
the
know
point?
The password anymore.
To your own Facebook account.
Nah.
But I do, so let's not talk about that. Awkward moments. In your life, what are some moments, you know, you're just thinking, gee, this is
okay.
awkward as...
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah.
This is going down. This is going to start off on a bad note.
Oh no! Please don't.
I may have just, you know, was probably year 9 or something, having a little tug.
A little tug.
Tug at my grandparents' house.
Oh,
in the
no.
living room.
In the, watching... Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Number one rule of masturbation, as we like to say, you don't do it in the living room.
Well,
where
look,
open spaces.
I was
look
young. I was new. I just, you know, I was only a couple of years into it.
You're so desperate.
I just felt the need. I just had a tug. And then, you know, like no one else is in the room, obviously.
Until they walked
then,
in.
Yeah, exactly. My grandma is just like, boom, boom. And then, like, just comes in. I'm like, whip my pants back over the... back up. And I'm just like, pretending that it didn't happen. Tom. I don't know. Nothing was said, but, like, there was some serious tension going on.
Tom,
I'm fairly sure she knew
what
was
up. You
are
a really stupid year 9. I just want to put it out there. Yeah. Although, I will say, when I started
I didn't have a lot.
The golden days.
When you were 5.
When I was 5. First, when I had the cognitive motion, first thing I thought, instinct, masturbate.
This is what I should do. I don't know what I'm doing, but yes, this is
great. Feels good. In public, maybe not. But, I just want to say that I actually did it in the workplace, in the computer room. Because here's the thing. I was in China at the time, huge kind of factory-type place. We had, like, this big room of computers. And I was on one side. I knew there was a guy on the other side. So technically, I was masturbating with a guy in the room.
That's
but here's
sick.
The thing. I thought I was safe because I was thinking about it. I was like, I was in this corner. I thought no one could really see me. And so I was tugging away. And it was so weird because he was looking at me too at the same time.
And you're jumping up and down.
And I was just like, my hand, you can't really see I'm doing it. And then this girl walks in.
Oh, no.
Catches me. And my first instinct is, okay, do I close the browser first? Or do I get my pants up?
Oh, you were looking at porn as well.
Oh, well, yeah, dude, I'm in the computer room. What else are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
And so I'm like, okay, do I do the browser? Or do I just stop? And I can't remember. But the thing is, I think I got away with it because I was young. And she probably thought, oh, that's cute. Maybe he was checking if he had pubes or something. You know, because you can get away with it.
You're sick.
No, but she didn't know.
What a sick kid.
Maybe she thought I was doing something else. Because every time I get caught by my mom.
What, you're researching porn?
Yeah. Because one time I nearly got caught. And my excuse was I was just checking it. I was just checking to see, just look at it for some reason.
That is a
just
dumb
in case.
Excuse.
Well, what else do you say? What would you say?
Pop up.
What?
It's a pop up.
It's a pop up.
It's a pop up.
What's pop?
Like a pop up ad. Like it popped up. You know, like when you click on
no,
a link and
so
see
what
pop ups.
No. But I'm saying you get caught, you know, doing the act. What's your excuse?
Pop up.
No, but okay, you're in the living room. Grandma walks in. What's your excuse? You gotta say you're checking it, right?
I was horny.
Don't say that. No one says you're horny, okay?
Yes,
wrong.
Do.
Don't listen.
There's a whole song about it.
If you're masturbating to this show, good on you. But don't. And if your mum catches you.
If you are, please wall post us and let us know.
send us pics of your junk.
Yeah. Ooh,
put that as our DP.
Fuck yeah.
I'll be one of the balls. You'll be the other, Tom. Awkward moments. Last week, me and your mum. We were doing it.
Continue, yeah.
Your brother walked in.
Yep.
He had cancer.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say, so I just kept doing it. And he was just like, well, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, I got cancer, I'm going to die anyway.
That's...
What's the big deal?
That's... Yeah, fuck. That's not funny. It's not all. It's not funny.
Oh, come on, Tom. Come back. What's something you did with my mum last week?
Oh, okay. I went out to dinner with your mum.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Who paid?
I left early.
Oh,
and
no.
I stood her up.
You
and she had to pay.
Up?
I bought the most expensive thing and then left.
What a dick. Although it was at McDonald's, so that was only
$10. No, actually, we were at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You got the Monster Box, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Got a Tao Burger, Ultimate Burger Meal, All-Stars Box with some popcorn chicken on the side. Your mum got nothing because, like...
She's an agent.
I didn't want her to eat anything.
You're a dick, okay? And then she came up to me, Julius, can I borrow $50? Didn't know why. Turns out... What the hell, man?
Yeah,
what
spent about, like, it was about $148 on KFC.
Now, awkward moments with women, because... Because
that's just where all
pretty much
the awkward
every,
moments start.
Basically, probably most awkward moment, asked a random chick out when I was 16.
On a tram.
Desperate.
And, you're on a tram,
yeah, I was on a tram.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
God.
Makes it great.
I was nervous as hell. It didn't even work out.
It didn't.
Here's this. How's this for awkward? Now, tell me, do you reckon this is a legit response?
Okay.
I was like, oh, hi, I'm Julius. Oh, I'm nervous. I have... Okay, First mistake. I said I had a massive crush on you.
You shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said that.
Considering that you never met this girl before.
Yeah, true.
You know, actually formally met her.
That makes no sense.
That makes you sound like a massive creep.
So what do you say? Do you say, I like you? I mean, or do you say, I think you're attractive? I mean, what's
the approach?
To be
honest, I wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah, but you had to give it a go. I
would have just, you know, just sat down and, like, just sat down next to her because, you know, there's not many spaces on the tram. Right, and just be like, hey, how you going?
Hey.
Engage in some normal conversation. Swap a phone number or at least name so you can look her up on Facebook.
That's the best thing. Because what happened? She mentioned some dude from school that she knew, looked up his name, found her, been Facebook stalking her since.
Yeah. That's,
hell yeah. Yeah,
that's
hell
great. Yeah. Well done, Jules.
Don't do that.
That's getting much closer to getting laid.
I just want to say, I really want a Facebook stalker. Like, no joke. I would love to have a Facebook.
Yeah, same.
It's like, what's the big deal?
Because, I mean, like, we stalk so many people.
I know. It's just like...
Maybe someone does stalk us. We just don't know.
But I kind of want to know, but don't know them. I just want to know that they're out there, but not... Because then there'd be incentive to post statuses and stuff, tell more about yourself, you know, that kind of thing. But at the moment, it's like, well, no one gives a shit about me. What's
and you also, you get, you're getting, like, the best. Like, sorry. Sorry.
All right. Back to square one.
You feel it's like an ego boost.
Yeah,
exactly. You feel better because people... this person's liking your statuses, all your photos... Just absolutely loving you and your Facebook page.
No, don't like, actually. Yeah, do one, like, ambiguous like. So it's like maybe on, like, a school photo or something where it doesn't really... Maybe I know her, maybe it's a friend of a friend, that kind of thing. Or, talking about this tram chick.
Yeah.
Another big... So her response, I said, oh, I've got a huge crush on you, la, la, la. I'm a huge fan of yours, I look at you...
Huge fan of yours.
I didn't say that. I probably should. Should not. Want to emphasize that. She said... Listen, I'm sorry, Julius, but I'm going through a bad breakup. Your thoughts, Tom?
She's lying.
Yeah, that's what I was... through a bad breakup?
That's not necessarily...
Yeah.
I went through a bad...
I mean, come on.
People go through bad breakups a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not usually something that someone would say if they're actually going through a breakup. Like, if I was going through a breakup and someone came up to me and was like, I like you. You want to go out sometime? I'd be like, no, sorry. I just wouldn't be like, through a breakup.
I think that's more polite to say, hey, listen, sorry. I've got a legit excuse.
It doesn't really... I don't think it works like that in society.
So what would you say? You've been through a bad breakup. Do you just go, listen, you're just...
I'd just be like, I'm sorry, but I just think you're an ugly whore. Yeah,
Tom, that's why you're an asshole. And
yes,
just,
yes.
You heard it here first. If you're a friend of Tom's, unfriend him, send him death threats. And you know what?
Ladies.
Fuck his brother. He's got cancer.
I'm single.
Whatever.
I'm single.
Ready
to mingle.
Hey, guess what? I'm more single. So ladies out there.
How are you more single?
Because I've never been in a relationship, so therefore I'm as single as it gets, Tom. As single as it gets.
The closest I've gotten
to was a grope.
Wow, that's
on public transport, and you know,
was it
even
the tram girl? Try to grope her.
The tram girl.
She said, "I'm through a bad breakup," and you just grabbed her boobs.
Just said honk. Just honked one of her boobs. Left. No, I ran. She was calling 000. Those police. They had to take off my hoodie just so they could, you know. She'll say I got a blue hoodie, and then I'm wearing like a, you know, SpongeBob T-shirt. They're not going to know the difference.
No.
Yeah. Although I'm Asian, so that doesn't help. We're going to cut to a small song and then outro. Of course, if you like the hot 30, the outro.
It's already time to finish.
Unfortunately, it is. Well, we've got 12 minutes, but we can always conjure some shit up for you.
Anyway, so me and Tom have been thinking, we're doing this new deal with the Facebook page. So what happens is you join the Facebook page and we personally will murder you. Okay, we will murder you. And you know, you can choose, you know, how you want to die. You want to be hung, you want to be licked to death, you know, sodomy, that kind of thing. I don't think sodomy is related to death, but you know, we'll do it anyway. We'll sodomize you to, you know, deathly pleasure. So please, come on. You know you want to. I know I want to. I mean, I'm Joe. I'm looking at the page every day. That's how desperate I'm getting, you know. And when I see one new like, you know what happens? I get a boner, right? And then if I get a second like, I jizz. Okay, so get a friend. Maybe you want to webcam it, do that kind of thing. Chat roulette, my experience, you know, that kind of thing. Hey, but join the page. All right, thank you.